One father, two sons, three microphones, and 64 great 90s movies. Welcome to Elimination Season 2.
Welcome to Elimination. I am Bob, your host, hostess with the mostest. I'm here with my older dad, Dave.
Hello.
My older dad, because I've got a younger dad. And back, by unpopular opinion...
Hello!
Michael Rivett, my older brother.
Where the fucking hell have you been?
Yeah.
I've been working, but the company's gone under, so don't worry about it. I'm back.
Me and Dave have been sitting in this room for 4 weeks waiting for you.
That beard's got long.
I know it has, yeah. Since turning Castaway.
Too long in my opinion.
Yeah, you are. You do look like Fancy coming out with your head on upside down.
Every girl crazy about a sharp dress, man. I'm trying to grow it so that I can clean my belly button with it.
Well, you could probably roll your belly up that high. It's about 8 inches deep though. Yeah. So
they say you turn into your parents. Yeah,
we fold into our parents.
Yeah, that's true. How are we? How are we doing?
Pretty good.
Right, where are you from?
I had a big win the other day, which was quite exciting. Every payday, I'm not a big gambling fan, but every payday...
But you're in a bet this afternoon on the football.
Yeah, absolutely.
As he does every week.
Yeah. Every payday, I put £20 in for, like, slots, like on my phone, like the apps.
Okay.
Did that, got $2,000 back.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did you really? Why didn't you pay for my fucking microphone then? Oh, you tight bastard.
No, this was literally 2 days ago.
Yes, like, swearing is back.
So I paid off all my credit cards. So
oh, that's amazing, Bob. Yeah, I've got debt needed paying off as well. You're selfish, you are.
Yeah, but that's your debt.
Yeah, I know.
That's your debt. So,
well, it's mine and Dad's.
Join us on Patreon. Yeah. we debt it's together.
Only, it's only mine in name.
It's Michael's until can't pay, take it away, boys.
Yeah, it's like, well, if you get a letter from a solicitor, you ring your dad, didn't you?
They're actually
coming round this time. So, oh, all right, how much? Yeah.
High court.
People think you're joking, that's the funny part.
that actually happens. Right, okay, what's going on? What's all this noise?
The fire brigade coming?
It was me. I do apologise.
He's back. From outer space.
Look upon his face. Is that the
word? No, I'm not sure. Like, it's kind of familiar, but...
I think there's about 8 songs all kind of...
melded.
Anyway, we did the draw. If you want to breathe into your mic a little bit more, Mike.
Yeah, it's a bit high. Hang on a minute. Oh.
Yeah, I'll turn you down while you sort that out.
That's all right.
That's okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right, that's all right.
We're going to get arrested.
Oh, God, he's back, isn't he? Yeah, this is not
hold
a
on,
sex
hold
podcast.
Hold on, right? Ready?
Oh, what is going on?
One thing about Pauline, she's so well
there
behaved.
You go.
Yeah, I know.
That's better, isn't it?
It's like having a drunk monkey in here, isn't
it? I'll take it.
So we did the draw last
it's
time.
It's funny because it's true.
Oh, I've missed being interrupted every 5 seconds.
Right, it's Waking Ned versus Arlington Road.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for being so precise.
Right,
with that.
Waking Ned is a 1998 comedy film written and directed by Kirk Jones and starring Ian Bannon, David Kelly, and Fionnuala Flanagan. Kelly was nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award for his role as Michael Sullivan. The story is set in Ireland but was filmed on the nearby Isle of Man. Ooh. And that's up against Arlington Road, which is a 1999 neo-noir thriller film directed by Mark Pellington and starring Jeff Bridges, Tim Robbins, Joan Cusack and Hope Davis. The film tells the story of a widowed George Washington University professor who suspects his new neighbours are involved in terrorism and becomes obsessed with foiling their terrorist plot. Two fine films, in my opinion.
John Cusack's sister.
She's the voice of Jessie.
Yeah, I can't handle her.
Yeah, but she's all right in that. She don't talk like Jessie.
No, I don't really. Yeah, I know, but I don't know. She annoys me. I don't know why. She just annoys me. She's the teacher in
School of Rock.
Yeah, as well. Just a bit. I don't know.
Is she related to John Cusack?
She's his sister.
Yeah. John and Joan.
Somebody just said that.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was bullshit, didn't I?
Oh, right.
you bring out the worst in us. Dave. Yeah. We're 5 minutes in and Dave said bullshit.
You're welcome. Yeah, I know. It's great.
Right, okay, so where do you want to start, Dave?
Let's start with Waking Ned, which I think is a lost gem.
It's a great film. It's not a great film. It's a good film. It's pretty funny. I mean, the best bit is the old boy on the motorbike, isn't it?
Well, that's...
It's just really funny.
And the funny thing is, on social media, on memes, I'd seen that picture of him.
I had as well.
And it says, like, oh, Steptoe, the old man Steptoe's on his way, or whatever, yeah. And I never knew where that was from, yeah.
Now you have context.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say, Waking Ned, little shout-out, that Waking Ned, before we announced Waking Ned was in the list, somebody who wanted Waking Ned in the list, hopefully it would turn up.
Who is it, Bob?
Oi, oi! Trucking legend! There is Andy the Trucker. Andy.
Hello,
Andy,
mate.
The Trucker, yeah. He's had a haircut. He's all good. He's got a new truck. It's silver. It flashes. So, he's the man.
Has he got like a naked woman painted on the side?
No, he's got me naked. Just a strategically placed microphone.
Like a ginger-bearded Buddha.
Lucky it's a flipping big lorry, I tell you.
All right, calm down, Jesus. Yeah.
Every time they see it coming, they're like, that's overweight. Get out on the scale.
I set myself up there, didn't I?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. It's a funny film, isn't it? It is a funny film. I'd love the old lady that everyone hates.
Oh, yeah.
She goes over the hill and her motorbike's car.
Yeah, everyone agrees except her.
Everyone hates her.
And Ian Bannon, who's like the leader, the one who's in control of everything, he was in Braveheart. He was the bloke's father who had all the warts and gnolls.
That's right, yeah.
That was him. Good actor, Ian Bannon.
Yeah. You wouldn't have known that, would you?
Well, such
yeah, you would, because I just knew it.
I didn't know where it went as well. I mean, it's called Waking Ned. Also been called Waking...
In America, it was Waking Dead Divine.
But yeah. he doesn't actually wake up, does he?
No, but they're keeping him alive. That's right. They turn up at his house and is he in the bath or in bed holding the ticket with a big smile?
Yeah, he's in his chair, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a winning ticket.
That's sad, isn't it? Yeah. Life's chucked.
Nah, he died happy.
What would he have done with it? 6.8 million.
He'd have probably given
that's it a lot of Guinness, Dad.
Yeah. He'd have probably given it to the whole town. Well, the pub would have had it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like Mr. D, everyone driving around in Corvettes.
Yeah, I love the fact that the way they get round it is that the whole town pretends that this guy is this guy. He just brings everyone into the town hall. Right, okay, everyone. Like, can you imagine that? Be sitting there going, yeah, I'm in. I'll do it.
It's a no-brainer. All you got to do is go, you're right, Ned.
Yeah.
And the old lottery bloke, he came along as they was having his funeral. So they pretend it was the old boy's funeral, didn't they? Yeah. I just think this is the funniest film of all their funny films.
I don't.
I think it's probably the only one that is.
That's crazy.
It's probably the only one that really is funny.
Wow, that's a shocking.
That's pathetic.
I mean, especially when we've had like Dumb and Dumber and Wayne's World,
Ace Ventura.
Yeah, wow.
Rest my case.
Misery was funnier than it. I didn't think it was particularly funny.
Oh, I love the bit where they get the check. And he walks in the bar, and he gets the dart and he bangs it on the old dartboard, and they'll go,
we did it!
Yeah, we done it. 6.8 million. We worked it out, it was about 130 grand each, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We did do the maths, we just needed to know. But it's funny when the old lady goes to the phone.
Oh, yeah, just about to grass them up.
Just didn't know what was going to happen. I thought, oh, gosh, you're going to grass up. And then it just shoots up into the air,
doesn't
it?
That's great.
Everything lined up. Everything was
the biggest
great.
Mystery about this film is that Colmeaney's not in it. Because he's in every Irish film.
Is he the...
It seems to me.
Is he Chief O'Brien?
Chief O'Brien, yeah. Even he was in all the...
Maybe he was doing something else at the time. I mean, probably was, right?
I mean, I'm sure he wasn't just sitting off camera hoping to be part of it.
Yeah. On the subs bench.
He's like one of them kids who sees kids playing football over there and just sits
Can
there
I play? No.
No. Yeah, you're in goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's a very, very good.
But it's, again, that Irish humour is very, it's got its own niche, isn't
it? Don't you think that Irish humour is quite universal as well? I think that most people would find it funny. Whereas, like, with England, a lot of the irony stuff isn't got elsewhere. Whereas, they are just a funny sort of...
Yeah, I think the Americans, they just look at it and think, oh, we're going to make our own version. You know, anything that we'll make an American
this would be good. This would be good American film.
Irish is just so. I think it is self detrimental as well. Like that. Like,
what does that mean? What does that word mean, Bob?
They laugh at themselves.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I saved myself there. I got it written down here. I haven't.
Both looked.
Hey. I really liked it. I really liked it a lot more than I thought I would. If I'm honest, because in the '90s. I was watching a lot of films, and this wasn't even on my radar at all.
I hadn't seen it before.
No.
I've seen it before. When it came out? Well, I think I saw it. I didn't see it at the cinema, but I think I saw it.
This is a 90s film, isn't it, though?
On Sky or something like that.
Around the 90s, wasn't it? Couldn't keep you straight faces, though.
It's because I'm so funny.
Well, you say that, but...
thanks for all the messages out there. You know, showing support, wondering where I am. Bastards. Not one.
Not one. I mean...
It's like, oh, where's Michael gone? Bring back Michael. There was no placards. There was no march.
No. We had a lot of Pauline's...
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, she's pretty great.
We miss you. So, Pauline, if you're out there, come back. Hurtful.
I mean, yeah, it's not surprising though. I've come to expect such things from you two. Well, because you're evil.
And Dave and Dave said now we've got an elimination squad.
We have got a first team squad.
Yeah.
So we'll never
not much
be,
of a five-a-side team though.
So there's no chance of there is five.
We score a lot of goals, we let a lot in.
I know, Dave, but one of them's mum.
Yeah, I know.
And Michael.
You know, squad member.
Yeah. And you're a man with half a knee between both your legs.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
I don't know. Is that a euphemism? I'm not sure what that...
He's got two knees.
That sent a very confusing image to my brain. What?
His legs do not join.
No, he walks. They go click, clack, click.
Yeah. I don't talk about it, though. I just suffer.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watch.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on the big... Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
Yeah, you don't mention it every
time. It actually is quite bad today.
Shrapnel.
Do you know what's good for knee pain? Movement.
Well, do try it. You've seen that goal, mate. The effort I put into that this last couple of weeks.
I'm pretty sure Lawnmower did most of the work, but whatever.
Oh, I'm expecting some sort of award.
That there with nail clippers. That would be impressive.
You say that. I did have the scissors on cutting around a couple of edges yesterday.
Mum goes out there with a knife and cuts up the path, so the path is straight.
Yeah. Well, she ain't going to have a helpful view, is she?
No, I'd pave the whole lot and put a goal at the end. There you go, sorted.
Do you know what? I mean, I would have some flowers around the edge, but yeah, I could do that as well.
I'm just not...
It's a pain in the arse. Yeah, I tried to get into the old garden.
Yeah, look how good it looks when it looks good. I mean, it's worth the effort.
Is it, though?
No pain, no gain.
I'll tell you what, I agree it's worth your effort. All right?
If I buy a plant, I'm thinking, do you want to come home and die in my place?
You take it out of the car, you're like, oh, it's already dead.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's put this to the test. You take a picture of your garden, I'll take a picture of mine, and then we'll put them on Facebook.
That's right. See what my missus is out cutting the grass as we speak.
The mud patch.
It's at the top. It's at the top of her to-do list today. I gave her.
Have you got in a very tiny flower pot? Just a little bit of grass.
No, do you know what?
Last time I saw your garden, it looked like a hoarder's garden.
Little old scrapyard. Yeah, but
there may be a dead body down there. We do not know.
That's because
I saw Drew Pritchard down there twice.
All right. Okay. What, the three kids from Stand By Me coming out in front door? Yeah, right. Found it. Don't worry.
There were two Japanese prisoners of war.
Welcome to the gutter, everyone. See what you do to us.
I know, it's great. It makes me so proud. Suck it, Pauline.
And next we'll be talking about the Luftwaffe.
Yeah, what a great man Adolf Hitler was. what are your favourite bits?
Yeah,
we're not going to do that.
He got his tash from Chaplin.
Yeah, he did. He was a big fan.
He looked at Chaplin and thought, he's a funny guy. Yeah. I don't want to get me a few more fans.
Do you know what's even funnier is no one on Earth else did. No body else on Earth did. There you go. Right order.
It's quite funny, they wanted world domination, but did they think they was going to conquer the United States? I mean, that was never going to happen, was it?
But he had firm beliefs that they was building lots of long-range weapons, it was getting better all the time.
Yeah.
I do like it when he does them silent films with a stick, though, and when he walks like a penguin. I mean, that is genius. And when he does the boxing.
Are you talking about Charlie Chaplin or Adolf Hitler now?
Oh, sorry, I get them too muddled up. Sorry. Sorry, I always get them too muddled up.
The main difference is all the murder on the one side and the comedy on the other.
I'm never a big Chaplin fan myself. I always prefer.
He's English, isn't he?
Buster Keaton.
He was. He was English. He was born in England, wasn't he?
He was born in the Elephant and Castle.
Yeah.
Shit. Sap London.
Oh, they've taken the elephant and the castle away from the outside the station.
Are they?
Yeah. They've just got an and there now.
Because there was a pub called Charlie Chaplin.
Yes! That was good, goddammit.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
It's the end.
I'm reluctantly pressing this button.
How about you?
Yeah, I know.
Thank you very much.
Did you find his films funny? Have you seen his films?
The boxing is really clever, where he stands behind the ref.
That is
choreography.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It was good, but I always thought Buster Keaton.
I mean,
it's only recently
that I've watched a few Buster Keaton things. And what?
That bloke's a genius.
It just doesn't seem real.
I don't know that is.
Oh, you're joking.
He's the
bloke. You must have seen that film where that whole building falls down. And the window falls on him.
That's real.
He's standing there,
the window goes on him.
Yeah, I've seen that clip.
And so he's still standing up and the building hits the floor. I mean, when he's standing there and he just grabs the arm of a tram.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's trams going like 30 miles an hour. He just goes with it. Like, it's...
Blade does that. With a subway train, didn't he? He pops his shoulder out.
Yeah, but he's a vampire, so...
And he dislocates his shoulder. He didn't.
Yeah. He's incredible. How he did them, like, it looks like it should be, like, CGI'd. It just doesn't make sense.
No, he was genius.
Yeah.
I'll have to have a look at that.
I always get confused. Who's the guy who does the clock?
Harold Lloyd. He's brilliant.
Right, yeah. The way they did that as well, where he's on a building, obviously. It's not that high up. But because they pan out and you see the buildings in the background, it makes it look like it's a clock. I mean, it's so clever. In a time where effects and that weren't really a thing. Amazing.
Still better than CGI.
Yeah.
It's
true, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was talking to Libby about it. Libby's my 13-year-old stepdaughter. And she was talking about these Marvel films and stuff. You know, these new... She was talking, and you know, she's like, she just talks and talks, and I'm like, look. I look at her and I say, I really have no interest in what you're saying. And she goes... Yeah, but... And then she just carries on, right?
Like a steam train of information.
It's like one half of me's irritated and the other half's quite proud because I've taught her well.
I thought it was more of a boy thing, like Marvel.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, you know, Slibby, isn't it? She likes it. Her and her friend FaceTime each other while they're watching a film together. Anyway, so I was talking to her about, you know, like back in the day, just simple things like people doing stunts and... Like the actual CGI, it's killed. A certain portion of movies are ruined for me just because of it.
They put that someone put it on Facebook, didn't they? It was like 16 little pictures in one picture, and it was the stars of today, like Dwayne Johnson and all these people with their stunt stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
I've and then the bottom right was Jackie Chan sitting on his own.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
That's quality.
I don't mind a little bit of CGI. Like, when you look at, like, sort of, I mean, I like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, but Jurassic Park and stuff like that, fair enough. Yeah. But when it comes to humans doing stuff that really you could do different,
it's gone the other way.
There's special effects and there's CGI.
Yeah, CGI came in and it was really expensive. And like anything, the cost of it just went down and the cost of a stuntman went up. So they just thought, well, we'll have him run to there and then the explosion would be just a computer bloke. There you go, sorted. And which is fine because, you're not putting people in danger, which is brilliant. But I always go back to, with Jurassic Park...
Yeah, you said,
no, wait, for God's sake, Pauline, don't do that. With Jurassic Park, yes, there's CGI in it to create. But when the head is there and the eye, they made that. And I always go back to the Turtles when there are four people in suits standing there. It just adds so much more to the puppetry.
But also
CGI it and they're just looking at a tennis ball.
1933 King Kong.
But also, you see any outtakes after a Jackie Chan film. And they show him doing his stunts and the ones that went wrong and stuff. It's impressive. It makes you a bigger fan of the guy that's doing
it. There isn't a bone in his body he ain't broken.
And he carries on. Like with Rush Hour, he broke his foot, didn't he? And they painted a trainer on his cast. Yeah, and he just carried on filming.
Yeah.
It's wicked.
One of the funniest thing is so stupid, but on Rush Hour, when they showed the outtakes at the end, when he comes around the corner with a gun, Jackie Chan, he points his gun and he goes, "Cheese!" and everyone behind the camera goes, "Cheese!" He's like, "Freeze!" It's just such a stupid thing, but to see that, it's just so funny.
There's a great interview about, must be 20 years ago now, with Jonathan Ross. He went over to where he was located and he'd done about an hour long interview with Jackie Chan. He explained how he'd done all the stunts and that, it was a brilliant program.
Yeah. Well, the famous Jackie Chan thing is we're obviously watching Bruce Lee or whatever, kind of learning his kind of movies, being a big fan, and then taking that a step further where instead of having two guys fighting, it just having them two going against each other, where Jackie Chan thought, wouldn't it be good if you knocked me into this table and I picked up this phone?
Yeah, it's
and
all,
then
it's
I used
all,
that,
I mean,
and then
yeah,
the thing
he does,
he did,
yeah,
he did with a stepladder. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Mills on Wheels, that was, or something like that.
And even the thing on the bike.
Yeah, that's
right. In the alleyway.
Yeah. It's brilliant. It's genius. Yeah, he put stuff between in the fight. Like, it's wicked. Yeah.
And that's what took him into a whole new dimension. But there is a famous... I might have mentioned this before. I think I told you, Dave. It's a long time ago that I told this story, so I can't remember the ins and outs. But the story goes that behind the scenes of a Bruce Lee film, Jackie Chan was one of the guys, what gets beaten up or whatever. And Bruce Lee is supposed to hit him with like a bamboo stick, bam, and he goes down. And they choreograph it and they go, "Action!" And he actually hit Jackie Chan in the head. And Jackie Chan sort of went down like, "Oh." And Bruce Lee said, "Cut, cut." Went over to him and sort of held him. I went, "Are you all right?" And he just thought to himself, "Bruce Lee's holding me." And he was like, I'm fine. It really hurt, he said. I was like, I'm good.
Bamboo anywhere is going to hurt, but on the noggin.
Mm. I just like the fact that the legend that is Jackie Chan just being held by Bruce Lee. Like,
I'm a massive Jackie Chan fan.
Yeah. He must be fan. Late 60s there. He must be getting on.
I bet he still kick our asses all at once.
The film, the Hollywood film with Brad Pitt.
Pitt. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That bit with Bruce Lee. That's so good, isn't it? The way they did it.
You've seen that film, right?
I haven't, yeah. It's on my list.
I can watch it again.
Yeah. A lot of people poo-pooed it. Like, loads of people went to see it.
I don't know why. I thought it was brilliant.
It was absolutely terrible. I don't know what it was about.
That's the best sort of newish film I've seen for a long time.
And the whole scene where they put DiCaprio into The Great Escape. He's talking to the officers and that. He plays... it's amazing. But again, that CGI done well because it's just somebody else's face on that and you can tell that it's him. But, it's just... It's when you watch a film and you think 90% of this film is green screen.
Yeah.
It's just not there.
It takes a bit of the intrigue out of it You know, because I mean, when we how did they do that?
Yeah.
You know, that's like, what? How the hell did they do that? And now you don't care, and it's sort of it loses.
The explosions are like cartoon explosions, aren't they? Well, you can tell they're not there. And you can tell it's not real.
A lot of them use like miniatures as well. Like it's kind of like Thunderbirds. They use miniatures and just explode it, and then they just CGI the rest of it, like the mountains in the background, whatever it is. But then when it's done.
The explosions in Thunderbirds are real, though. They're real explosions.
Yeah, on miniatures. Yeah. But they don't hide that with their puppets.
That's
you know?
What he was saying.
Yeah, yeah. That's but what I'm saying is the backdrop is a painted backdrop on Thunderbirds, whereas CGI, they'll have the miniature at the front. They do it in Pirates of the Caribbean, King Kong recently. They have it up to a point, kind of like Titanic, where they have the nose of the boat and then they CGI the rest of it.
Yeah, I didn't mind Titanic, but then you could tell that boat weren't real, couldn't you? It was like a cardboard boat, wasn't it?
I didn't think so.
It would be impossible for them to do it.
I know, but the way they done it, it wasn't.
I thought
they could have done it better than they did.
Michael stretching.
Sorry.
Okay. Arlington Road.
Jeff Bridges, one of our favourites, and one of my favourites.
He's great, Jeff Daniels.
Yeah. He is. I love him, yeah. He's one of my favourites, he is.
He can't do a bad performance.
Nah, he's just great. He's very, very consistent and, you know, adaptable.
He looks weird without a beard, though. I've got to admit, he doesn't
look... I just love that scene from True Grit where the bloke's dying and he walks over and he says, oh, you got to help me. He goes, can't do nothing for you, son.
You don't want to hear that, do you?
He's sitting out on it, and it was all snowy and frosty, wasn't it? And he says, you got to bury me, you got to bury me, don't leave me for the wolves. Oh, yeah, I promise you, son. As soon as he died, they went.
Leaving there.
Yeah, here, boy.
Not that.
Arlington wrote Tim Robbins as
Tim
well.
Robbins.
As the bad guy.
Well, spoiler alert.
He was quite sinister, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was, and in a way that wasn't hammed, I'm the bad guy. You know, like Sleeping with the Enemy with the wide eyes and that, I'm the bad guy. It was just subtle. It was...
Pretended to be his friend, didn't
he? Yeah. And the funny thing is, I've written down here on my paper, Maul. Because if the blueprint he showed him in the beginning was of a Maul, and he said, this is a Maul, then none of the rest of it happens, does it? It's all that catalyst where he shows him this and he goes, yeah, I'm working on this. This is my project. It's a mall down the road or whatever. And he looks at it. It's not a mall. And then he goes away and he's like, why was he lying to me about showing me something and then saying to me it's something?
Yeah, the scene. And then it just... it grows. Then grows.
What you should have done was got blueprints for a mall.
Yeah, yeah.
And then left them out. Afterwards, he'd be like, oh, right, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, did I show you the wrong one?
That's for a thing I'm trying to blow up. Don't worry about that. Something I do for fun in my spare time.
Yeah, I really like it. The tension in it is really good. It's palpable. And you're also rooting for the truth, whatever that is.
And the truth!
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth!
But because he's a teacher in terrorism and, teaching kids what to, you know, look out for and who got the blame and why they got the blame and all this kind of stuff, because he's the cop he speaks to, he's telling him, you need to stop teaching that course. It's getting in your head. Like, you think your neighbour is a terrorist. I mean, come on. But...
Come on, Jeff.
But as it's being sort of revealed and he sees the blueprint on the wall, doesn't he, with the corner just gone a little bit and...
Yeah, he keeps getting clues to it, but then things are explained. And you think, oh, yeah. But then you find another clue and that'll be explained and gradually he realises what's going on. Like,
It was the bit in the library when he's going through the newspaper, isn't it? That's the bit when he sees the picture of him getting arrested.
That's right.
That was...
For a similar thing.
Yeah. And then they sort of have that moment where he says, oh, I've changed, you know, did you ever not make a mistake and all this kind of stuff? And then you think, what is happening? Like, who is the bad guy here? Who's wrong? And the way it reveals is just, it's just amazing. It really is. It's one of them films where...
It's a frustrating film, isn't it?
Yeah.
You
But if it, yeah, or if it
you
doesn't,
skip straight to the end and find out what's going
skip
on.
To the end. But also, and spoiler alert, okay, we are going to spoil it for you. One of the very, very rare films where the bad guy wins.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Well done.
Spoiler alert. But it that just doesn't happen, does it? It doesn't happen.
Not
and
very
it's
often.
Jeff Bridges as well. You just expect it to be...
He's going to become good in the end. But he didn't.
No, it didn't. And I just... I like that about it because it's unexpected. And
full of twists and turns.
Not only that, he lost out, but also his name was blackened, wasn't it? Because all the news reports coming out and saying this bloke, who's obviously lost it,
his
wife got killed in a similar thing.
He is one man. Yeah, yeah. Nobody's saying anything to him.
So makes you wonder if that's happened in the real life.
Well, yeah, because when he's in the classroom and he's talking about this one guy, he's talking about somebody who's he's got no history of this, no history of that. He's got
describing himself.
I suppose Lee Harvey Oswald is the obvious one, isn't it?
Well, yeah,
him and the geezer on the grassy knoll, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Who dressed as a policeman?
If you watch Red Dwarf,
it was actually JFK. Yeah,
shot himself.
Clearing his mind from a different reality. Thank you for the chance to be reborn.
I did not have sexual relations with that word. Of course not.
That's what they all say.
Yeah. The funny thing is, if you invite a plumber around to do your job, you don't care if he's sleeping with his neighbour or whatever. I just want you to fix that pipe.
You'd care if I was sleeping with your wife.
Not if my wife's sleeping
first. So look, just get the job done and we'll discuss terms afterwards.
But that's how I see President.
Hey!
Oh!
It's time for...
Oh, is it? Let me press the button. Let's do it again, Dave.
It's time for...
Bob versus Mike.
Woohoo! It's back! I've got the tight chart. I thought it was going to end with me losing.
It will. But just not today.
Michael, can you do me a favour quickly?
What?
Can you just shut that door?
Is that what that was?
All right, Larry Grayson.
Shut that door! The door was open.
Oh. I thought someone was knocking downstairs.
Someone knocking at the door. We don't play postcode lottery, so other lotteries are available.
Someone's ringing the bell.
It's Mr. and Mrs. How well do you know your loved ones?
Oh, this is bad.
Shum on.
No, because we're just going to get... Because this is bullshit.
It's quite simple. If you get it right, you get a point.
I know, but if we get it wrong and she hears it...
Whoa.
Wasn't it?
It's got to be about our missuses. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, I thought it was about us.
It's not going to be about Mr. and Mrs. It's not going to be about someone.
It's you two.
Yeah, I thought it was like a question like, what is his favourite colour or whatever.
This is about your beloved.
It's called Mr. and Mrs., you schmuck.
How do we know what they're going to say?
Because I've already asked them.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, this is dangerous. We're just going to go for an advert break.
Right.
This could cause friction within a relationship.
The next episode is going to start like this.
Michael,
I'm living on the street.
you will answer first every time, okay?
Okay.
If you get yours right, you get a point. You'll be asked the same question straight off.
Do I have to leave the room?
It'll be so he gets thinking time and I don't.
No. Thinking. How much think?
Is that a capital F?
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
What's Amy's favourite colour? Oh, I don't know. I'll think about that for 20 minutes.
Brown.
Right, Michael.
Yes.
We should say before, Michael's partner's name is Amy.
And yours is, what's yours?
Steve? Vicky. Okay, right. Just for the
Vicky!
Record.
Victor.
Rick and Bob.
Michael, what is the largest object in Amy's handbag at the moment?
A purse.
Correct!
What? Yeah, you go through it, huh?
Got to be, isn't it? Good luck opening
Robert.
It.
Oh, God. What is the largest object in Vicky's handbag at the moment?
You all right there, Mike?
Oh, sweaty ear holes.
Oh. No, they're not in the purse. In the bag, sorry. I think it would have to be a... Can I say the same thing?
If you want to.
No, you can't.
It has to be a purse. It's like this big.
Oh, hang on. You're wrong. It's deodorant. I forgot my doodahs.
I mean, doodahs is a wide... Go on, Dave.
I'm not very well organised here.
Don't I get a ding first?
Hey. Michael leads 1-0.
One nil.
Was it deodorant?
Yeah.
A deodorant's not big enough.
Maybe her purse is an inner end.
Like I said, friction will be caused.
She's got about 8 purses.
Oh, Michael.
Yes, Dad.
Out of these 4, which country would you most want to visit? Are you ready?
Yes.
USA, Japan, Sweden, or Australia?
I want to say America.
Robert, to equalise, which country would you most want to visit? USA. Oh, the answer was Sweden, by the way.
Yeah, do you know what? I thought that because she keeps sending me things about like cabins you can stay
Nobody
in.
Cares.
USA, no, stuff that we could never afford to do.
USA, Japan, Sweden, Australia.
I think it's got to be Sweden.
USA!
Hey, she's already been there.
She goes to Florida all the time. I thought it was something new. God, I really don't know.
Michael, what is Amy's mother's maiden name?
Wow, how are you going to know that?
I want to say Murray.
No, the funny thing is, when I wrote this down, I put it in felt tip, and the felt tip sort of expanded.
Can't read it.
It looks like, it looks like, but it's not what you said, it looks like Coomba. Does that ring a bell?
That is her name. Oh, she's still got a maiden name. Fuck's sake.
Fuck.
No, I've got her name's Marion Coomba. So that her
Hi, Marion.
but she's married to Ed Denovan.
You
mad.
But so she's still got her maiden name.
You can
Idiot.
Work it out. Robert.
Yes.
What is
Vicky's That's a trick question, wasn't
mother's
it?
Mother's maiden name.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to go for something Greek.
Dastardly.
I don't know. Populous. Greek.
It's expanded.
Something Greek.
It looks like. Oh, hang on.
Thanks.
It looks like Varnavides. Does that ring a bell?
No.
Right, Michael, you still lead 1-0.
Have you done all of these in felt tip?
Michael,
because we could do with knowing the answers.
Yeah.
Which of these sandwiches does Amy prefer? Cheese, chicken salad, BLT, or egg and cress? Cheese, chicken salad, BLT, egg and crest.
Chicken salad.
2-0.
Yes! Oh, it was either that or the boot.
Right.
Cheese.
Wrong.
What? Chicken salad cream.
Chicken salad.
No. She's never had a chicken salad sandwich in her life. I'm telling you. She's
so you know what she wants more than she does.
Yeah, because whenever she asks...
You should have asked Bob the question.
Cheese and
you're
salad
in trouble
cream.
Here, lad.
Oh.
And you're 4-3 down overall.
All right, grow up.
Michael.
Yeah.
Out of these 4, what is her opinion of tattoos? Fine on a man, okay if they are not visible, love them, disgusting.
Okay if not visible.
Correct!
Woo!
They're like 2 peas in a pod.
Robert. It's called paying attention, Dad.
Fine on a man, okay if they're not visible, love them, disgusting.
Well, she just talked about having one before, ages ago.
Your face on her back.
Do it again.
Fine on a man. Okay if they are not visible. Love them. Disgusting.
Yeah, the visible one.
Fine on a man.
Fine on a man. She's talked about having a tattoo. How can that?
Does she have a penis?
That's. Yeah, she's got mine.
Michael, how would Amy describe her spelling? Excellent. Good. Needs improvement. Shocking.
Needs improvement. Well,
right, it's a chance for
it
you.
It does
right?
need improvement. What was it?
She put good.
Psh, liar.
How would Vicky describe her spelling? Excellent, good, needs improvement, shocking.
She's a smart girl. I mean, but she wouldn't say excellent because she's too humble for that. I think she'd say good.
Excellent, she
said. Oh, God, she's not humble at all.
Do you know what the funny thing about that? He said that the one that she actually said, he said definitely she wouldn't say.
He don't know her at all, does he?
Have you met?
I'm lucky she don't listen to this podcast.
This long range stuff don't work, does
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Michael, does Amy prefer plain chocolate, milk chocolate, chocolate with nuts in?
Milk chocolate.
Correct.
Easy one.
Right. Bob, plain chocolate, milk chocolate, chocolate with nuts in, fruit and nut chocolate.
Milk.
He's off the mark.
I was really wanted you to get that wrong, just for comic effect.
Right. Michael.
Yes.
What is she most likely to do in the morning?
Moan at me.
That's who you've got to take his first answer.
No, it's out of four. Be talkative, be grumpy, read the newspaper, do some exercises.
Oh, shut up. What were they again?
Talkative, grumpy.
Grumpy.
That's
experience.
Talkative. Oh! She chews my ears off in the car on the way to work.
Hell yeah!
What, grumpy, she said?
Yeah, but that's after a shower and all that. Talking about in the morning, mate.
Do you know what? I think she's answering them what she thinks I would say. Not what she would do.
You probably should have had that realisation.
Well, there comes
easy. Because my purse is way bigger than my deodorant.
Right, Michael.
Your little coin purse.
Michael. Order.
Yes.
If she has a problem, who is she most likely to tell?
Ghostbusters.
A friend, her mother, her sister, or you?
Her mother. Her sister.
A friend.
She got friends.
If she has a
problem. Me.
Oh, you wish. Nobody.
He's correct.
What?
Yeah, she don't talk to her family. She hates her family. Luckily,
sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Papadopoulos.
Michael.
She just for the record, she does love her family.
Yeah. they hate you now.
Sorry.
What is Amy's favourite Roald Dahl book? Fantastic Mr. Fox, James and the Giant Peach, The Twits, or Matilda?
Matilda.
It was James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Matilda.
The Twits. And the final score is Bob 2, Mike 5.
Out of how many was it then?
Yeah, how many did you... Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, out of 10, you was a 50-50, Mike.
That's not too bad, I'll take that. Well, it's better than 2,
which
isn't it?
Means it's now overall... Michael 5.
Can we do another one straight away?
No.
I'm on a roll.
Bob 3, 5-3 up. Well done, lads. Well done, lad.
Yeah, cheers, Dad.
Well done, lad. The old bloke who's going to be dead when she is here.
He does the editing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. White noise for 5 minutes.
And
Bob, you were rubbish, mate.
That was.
Bob versus Mike.
I don't know, because she...
She should be. That was Mike. Trouncing Bob.
She chats away to me in the mornings.
Yeah, but that's after a shower.
I'm grumpy in the morning. She's chatty as anything.
Can I just say we're recording this in the morning and the proof isn't on the pudding. Pudding?
I'm a showman, mate. I'm a showman. Okay? Action.
Yeah, I wish you weren't, mate. Put it away.
Penis jokes. Don't get that with Pauline, do you?
She's not brave enough. She hasn't got the confidence.
She hasn't got a penis in her.
Michael, what are you doing to us?
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Oh my god, equipment.
I'm just gonna alter my position on this pedestal.
Guess who's back?
I'm really
back again.
Yeah, you're rubbish. Anyway, let's move on from Bob's absolute embarrassment there. We don't want to make it worse, do we?
Can we pretend, because my missus lives in this house we're in, when we go out, can we pretend that I've got all 10 right?
I'll say it was 10-9 to Mike. Not 10-1.
Yeah, that was bad.
Shame on.
Anyway, so how do these two match up for you, Dave? I mean, is it a tough one for you, or are you...
Yeah, they're very different films.
Definitely.
But I think they're both... I mean, they could both make the last 32, I think. But obviously one of them isn't. But, I mean, their standard's good. Two good films. What's happened? Someone drilling?
Is Mum hoovering?
Oh, it's the shower. Somebody's in the shower. So if you can hear that in the background, somebody's getting clean.
We're very clean in this house, aren't we?
Clean. I haven't had a shower yet. Oh. I'm going out at lunchtime, so do you know what I mean? I brush my teeth. Give me balls a good scrub and pop round.
In the sink?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I'll just sit on the toilet naked and flush it. Oh, that was good. Oh. It's bloody cold, though, I tell you. You only get a second before they rise back up again. Anyway.
You raise me up. Oh, God. Is this close for you, Mike?
Not really.
Straight away.
I mean, I like them both. Do you want me to vote?
I mean, we're on 43.
We haven't had diary yet.
I'm walking here. And 3, 2, 1.
I've missed this.
And 3, 2, 1.
Hang on, hang on a minute.
What?
You said you missed this.
Your diary,
you
yeah.
You haven't been listening to the episodes.
I listened to the first Pauline one.
Well, what about the others?
I haven't yet, no.
There's loyalty.
What do you mean? I've downloaded it. The numbers are there.
You're making Dave's nose run.
I am. Oh.
God, easy.
Good
then.
Sneeze. Bless you, Father, for you your sins.
Jinx.
Oh, it's just noise.
Right, let's do it. Then. Let's do it.
It's absolutely insane. Okay, shush, everyone. It's now time for.
Me.
This episode is sponsored by.
Diary. What's the date, Dave?
The date is the 26th of April, 1971. Late for work, 9:25.
Oh, come on, young Dave.
At night, stay in, listen to Leeds versus Arsenal on the radio, then watch TV.
On the wireless.
Diary.
Oh. So I went for verse 2.
Are you going to ask me how they got on?
Yeah, I am. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, all that season, Arsenal and Leeds, it was a two-horse race. They were together locked.
Well, they're football teams, not horses.
Yeah. But they were locked together and...
metaphor.
It was very, very close all the way through. And then it came up, that third to last game of the season, they had to play at Leeds. And Leeds...
No one likes going up there, do they?
Leeds won 1-0. Dirty Leeds. With a goal in about the last minute by Jack Charlton. That always... Because there was no... I mean, imagine... It weren't even on... all you saw of the game was about a two-second snippet on News at 10, and you just don't see the person kick the ball. You just see the ball go in the goal. That's how it was back then, in black and white. So that was that.
You watch
so
that in your garden.
Anyway, you lost 1-0.
Here's a ball in the back of the net.
There's always suspicions of offside about the goal, but whether it was or not, you know.
Well, did it ruin your evening?
Yeah, it did, because, I mean, it was neck and neck, and it put them in front.
Bastards.
So, yeah. It was,
I think we might come back.
Eh? Yeah, I reckon we'd be all right.
Yeah, we could do.
There's always a cup to fall back on anyway.
We'll have to wait. We'll have to wait.
We'll have to wait and see.
Wait and see.
History hasn't been written yet.
It was already in the cup final. Because I mean,
in this instance, yes, it has.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to vote.
What? Ooh, you crazy fool. Oh, I just remembered. I didn't remember now.
I just remembered.
I was sitting there watching telly the other night, and I remembered something I said on this programme.
Dad, why are you drumming?
That, yeah, it's very annoying, Dave.
He's like, give the man a stick.
No, you're wrong. I was correct, but now I can't think what it was. Oh, yeah. You know, we were talking about Liam Neeson, and I said the film where he was the mortician, and then she came back
Helen
to life.
Bonham Carter.
Yeah. Is that someone who makes Maltesers?
Yeah, it wasn't Helen Bonham Carter.
Oh, was it not?
It was the bird who was in the films. She played Wednesday in the Addams Family films.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't she play Matilda as well in some?
Christina Ricci.
Is that her name?
That's her. Yeah, that's
She's
yeah,
lovely.
I think it was her. But anyway, let's get to it. I just had to correct it, otherwise people think I'm a numpty.
That couldn't be further from their mind, Dave.
Numpty alert.
We'll just leave that there. well, if you're ready to vote, Mike, I mean,
I'm voting Waking Ned.
Whoa!
But it's close. It's 58-42.
I'm voting Arlington Road.
Oh, I didn't want that to happen. I've really enjoyed both of these, and they're very different.
You're making your mind up.
A little bit of ABBA there for you.
That weren't ABBA!
Making your mind... Oh, Bucks Fizz.
Yeah, that's right, it. Not an 81 Eurovision winner.
Good fact.
Tasty drink.
Yeah, go on.
It is a fact. Not about the films, but...
F-A-C-T.
Welcome back, Michael.
Yay!
F-A-C-T.
Everybody!
Thank you for that. That's a Bucks Fizz F-A-C-T. Didn't see that coming.
Come on, Bob.
I'm going to vote for...
Mark just whipped my shorts off.
Why are they wet?
Swing low.
At least they're clean.
Yeah.
Your bag's split, Dad. He hasn't got a bag. It's more of a No, sorry. Yeah, let's carry on.
I never know where he's going to go with these things. But I get really worried.
But
yeah. Your hands are cold.
But I genuinely didn't know where it was going to go either, so I stopped.
I'm going to go for Arlington Road. I am going to go for Arlington Road because it stands the test of time. It builds the tension. It's got punching.
It's got Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, Tim Robbins, who I'm a big fan of.
Jesse.
She's the negative vibe of it. But it also is one of the very, very rare films where the bad guys win. And you're sort of left, not dissatisfied, but kind of left on a cliffhanger.
You don't really know how to feel about that, do you?
Yeah, because I really like Jeff Bridges. You think, yeah, he's going to get him in the end, and it doesn't happen.
I don't like these films with alternative endings, do you?
Well, they don't. Oh, don't
no, because what they do is they make an alternate ending, and then they show it to an audience, and people are like, no. Like Shawshank, they did it with Shawshank, where when Red is on the bus and it drives off into the distance, they showed that to everyone.
So they go with the most. Yeah, I mean, it's a smart thing.
What happens? Does he meet his mate? So then they went back, got them back, and
the one that comes to my mind is a film made in the late 60s or 1970. It's called The Gunfight. And it starred.
Is it a western?
Yeah, it starred.
He loves a western.
No, it's not. It's like a modern western. It's set after the Wild West, you know. But Kirk Douglas played the Larry gunfighter who's always showing off his gun skills and all that. And into town comes Johnny Cash, dressed in black, and he don't say a word to anyone. He's like the quiet man, but he's broody, like, you know. And they thought they're gonna.
We're both
skint here. Why don't we have a gunfight and raise money for people to watch it, and then the winner gets all the money? I think that's what happens anyway. But it's a good. Their life's a guy nowhere. They're like dinosaurs from a different age, so they have this gunfight, and they're just sort of standing there ready to go, and everyone's watching like a spectator sport, you know. And they draw, and Johnny Cash kills Kirk Douglas.
Spoiler alert!
And they go through, and they. They sort of see him riding off in the sunset, and then the film sort of stops, and it goes back to them and have the gunfight again. But this time, Kirk Douglas wins, and he's all celebrating with his people he knows and all that.
So you don't actually know...
They showed both endings. It was ridiculous. It was a good film, but apart from that, it was good because it was different, you know. It was sort of after the Wild West days and all that.
That's like watching Arlington Road and they're in Jeff Bridges exploding and then...
Yeah, but then you're left thinking, so which was it?
Well, yeah.
It's like a cop-out. Yeah. That's like that time in
total
the...
cop-out.
Yeah. The Apprentice when he picked both for the finalists. You're like, well, that's not on. You can't do that.
That's why I used it as a good example.
It is a good example. I mean, it's wrong. It's, you can't do that.
It's one of them films that disappeared, you know.
Well, I'm not surprised.
You saw it. And then
it's the end of the film with no ending, literally.
Well, that's annoyed us all.
Right, goodbye, everybody.
Arlington Road is going through 2-1. I say we're going to do the draw, but there's only two left.
Oh,
these two films being the last two makes me wish that we did lie about the draw. Because
that's the thing about not having seedings, isn't it? I mean,
these two
anything can happen in the next half hour.
These two could have gone.
Shall I announce them, Robert?
Dave, if you want to announce the first one,
it's The Matrix, and it's up against.
Terminator 2. Have you seen this, boy?
Judgment Day.
The Matrix versus
Judgment Day. It's, do you know
what? Hasta la vista, baby.
That is a pairing and a half.
That's insane.
It is. That's mental.
It's just devastating to think that one of them films isn't going to be in the next round. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. But that is the draw. That's how it works. That's how we do elimination. Arlington Road's gone through 2-1. Waking Ned is out. And the final of round one, Matrix versus Terminator 2, Judgment Day. I mean, if you haven't seen those films...
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, but go and watch them, and we'll be back for that one. And the song today...
What is it, Robert? What is it?
This is a fun tune, actually. This is really fun. This is Jig Time. Jig Time by Strings and Things, featuring Comey Mayer and Fionn Morrison. I'm sure they're like Irish or Scottish or Fionn. Something.
Yeah, I'm sure they're Irish or Scottish or something.
Yeah, I mean, I
they're
don't know.
Norwegian.
Well, you know, Strings and Things. This is Jig Time. And we shall see you next time for the final of round one. Exciting times.
Bye-bye.
Bye.